you like mysteries or martial arts, you're in the right place. It's May 2nd, 2024. Today, an update about the Scooby-Doo franchise, Alien Romulus, Neil Gaiman's next project, and Cobra Kai Season 6. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Netflix is set to work with WB Discovery and Greg Berlanti's production company to develop a brand new series based on Hanna-Barbera's Scooby-Doo franchise. The project has a script-to-series commitment at Netflix, meaning that if the script is well-received, it would trigger a straight-to-series order for what is considered a live-action update of the classic cartoon. Josh Applebaum and Scott Rosenberg are set to write the script. They're a writing pair who previously adapted the live-action adaptation of the popular anime Cowboy Bebop for Netflix. They also worked on a series adaptation of the novel High Fidelity for Hulu. Not only will Applebaum and Rosenberg pen the script, but they'll also executive produce via their Midnight Radio banners Andre Namek and Jeff Pinkner. Greg Berlanti and his Berlanti Productions partner Sarah Schechter will executive produce alongside the company's Leigh London Redman. Berlanti Productions' Jonathan Gebe and Midnight Radio's Adrian Erickson will be credited as co-executive producers. This isn't the only current adaptation of the Scooby-Doo franchise, though. On April 25th, WB Discovery released the second season of their adult animated series, Velma. The first two seasons of Velma are on Max now. USA Today released a new photo from the upcoming film Alien Romulus. This new addition to the Alien franchise was directed by Fede Alvarez. The film stars Kaylee Spaney, Isabella Merced, and David Johnson as space colonizers who come across an abandoned space station and are terrorized by freaky facehuggers as well as fearsome xenomorphs. Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines has been covering the film for quite some time, and here are some things we've already learned about it. Actress Isabella Merced expressed her love for the most horrifying scenes. Director Fede Alvarez explained his dedication to practical effects, only using digital VFX to enhance the practical. In fact, there was a robot xenomorph and a puppeted xenomorph on set for the whole of the production. And we can see just how well that dedication paid off in the new photo. All we really get to see is the image of the mouth of a xenomorph. It's got metal teeth that are just barely opening up, with saliva and goop dripping off of its face, steam or smoke entwined all between its hinged jaw, and it looks as if it's already on the hunt. Alien Romulus will bite into theaters on August 16th. According to Deadline, Neil Gaiman is teaming with Graphic India for the English-language animated film adaptation of Cinnamon. Gaiman is perhaps best well-known for writing Coraline, DC Sandman, Dead Boy Detectives, and American Gods. He also wrote the short story that this project will be based on. Here's how it's described. Born with pearl eyes that render her blind to the physical world, Cinnamon's destiny is shaped forever when a mysterious talking tiger appears. Offering to lead her through the wonders and trials of the wild, Cinnamon begins a perilous adventure that will shape her path and test her resolve. She enters a hidden realm where the line between the mundane and the mystical is as thin as a whisper, and where the ancient wisdom of India breathes life into a jungle thrumming with secrets. Jeevan J. Kang is set to direct the Cinnamon project. Gaiman will work alongside other writers in order to adapt the screenplay. He's working with Serena Khan and Sujatha S.V. and Sharad Devarajan. Devarajan said, "Neil Gaiman is one of the greatest storytellers of our time, if not all time. I am honored to bring his enchanting story of Cinnamon to audiences around the world." Inspired by Indian fables, Cinnamon weaves together the timeless theme of Dharma as a young princess embarks on a journey of courage and self-discovery. At its core, it explores the universal human experience of the eternal struggle between light and darkness. There is no further news about Cinnamon at this time. Netflix released a date announcement for the sixth and final season of Cobra Kai. The series itself is a spin-off of the classic 80s movie Karate Kid. Decades after their 1984 All-Valley Karate Tournament bout, a middle-aged Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence find themselves martial arts rivals again. And now the senseis and students must decide if and how they will compete in the Sekai Taikai, the world championship of karate. The trailer confirms that the 15 episodes of the final series will be released as a three-part event. As the trailer plays, the words flash across the screen. It says, "The End of a Legacy. A three-part event. 15 episodes. Part 1, July 18th. Part 2, November 28th. The finale event, 2025. Cobra Kai Season 6 Part 1 will premiere on Netflix on July 18th. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. A new episode of Star Trek Discovery premieres on Paramount Plus today. Come back tomorrow for an update about Masters of the Universe. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for May 2nd, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. If you want to see any of today's trailers or any other ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.